Welcome to the Grow Well Podcast. I'm your host, Dusty Heggie, and the Grow Well Podcast has recently went through a change. Formerly, Get Planty Podcast is now the Grow Well Podcast. But don't worry, so much of the content is going to stay the same, but I'm leaning in to what it means to grow well as a person, to grow well emotionally, spiritually, and maybe even a little bit of business growth. We're going to cover it all, and I'm so excited to bring you along in my own growth process and my process of trying to learn how to enjoy growing well. Each week, I'll bring you actionable houseplant care tips, incredible guests to unpack what it means to grow well, and leave you feeling so encouraged and inspired as you curate your own dreamy houseplant collection. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle up next to your plants, and let's have an honest conversation about growing well. Hey guys, that was a little bit of a creepy intro. I kid you not, I recorded that like, how do you start a podcast episode? Just by saying, hey, welcome to this episode number. You already know what episode number it is. You clicked on it to choose which episode you wanted to listen to. On that note, I have a head cold and I sound stuffed up and I feel like I'm gonna sneeze midway through this episode. And I'm gonna do my very best to protect your ears from that sneeze, but I'm a loose cannon, y'all. It just might happen nonetheless. But all of that weirdness aside, that I hope made you chuckle a teeny tiny bit, my husband Brian likes to call them a chuckle fest. So there you go. I hope that you implement that term into your daily life. That chuckle fest aside, I have a really great episode to share with you. I get a lot of messages from you guys asking big, broad questions. And the main one is, how do I start a houseplant collection? And guys, I want to help you with that. So enter this episode. I have actually created a really beautiful downloadable guide to go along with this episode because I cover kind of a broad strokes, a big process in that span of a short episode. So the guide is going to have a little bit more detail. It's going to be a good resource for you to kind of come back to again and again. And it's free and beautiful. And I mean, who doesn't love free and beautiful, right? Everybody loves it. So head to dustyheggie.com. That's right. I have a new website and it's beautiful and gorgeous. At the time of this recording, it's not yet done, nor is the domain name changed. So it's just like a big leap of faith that I'm saying this in hopes that by the time this episode goes live, it's done. So the pressure's on. Anyways, head to dustyheggie.com/houseplant. And there you can download this guide to follow along with the episode. And you can follow it. You can find a link to that in the show notes in whatever podcast player you're in currently. And while we're on the topic of podcast players, I'm so glad you brought it up, guys. I need you to leave me an iTunes review. If you are feeling tired of me saying this and you're like, Dusty, shut up about iTunes reviews, let me tell you this. If you left me an iTunes review, if every single one of you did, I wouldn't have to bring it up. So really, the ball's in your court. It really is. I have an incredible review that touched my heart that I want to read to you because it's like somebody took the time to do this and guys, it just makes my heart just swell with pure happiness. It's titled Informative, Valuable, and Engaging and it's by Gah. That's what the name says and I'm grateful for that because that's a term I use in my day-to-day life. Anyways, it says, I will be honest, I'm not really a plant person, but I love talking about the connection between growing well in plant form and growing well in life. Dusty's Grow Well segments, now every single segment, on her podcast are by far my favorite thing to listen to on long drives home. She is hilarious, honest, and incredibly humble. Through these segments, I've actually even found myself interested in buying a plant because she gives such detailed care tips and makes it so fun. If you are looking for a podcast that causes you to elevate your life while staring at a cute plant, I'd highly suggest this one. Oh my word, I hope you're sobbing right now because I am. But not really because I'm too sick / I don't need to sob live on an episode. But for real, like that touches my heart and it means the whole wide world to me. So please head to iTunes, leave me a rating and review, and let me know what you're loving about the podcast, maybe what you would like to see more of, and how I can serve you best. For real, they add up, and I know it can take some time on your end, but please, after you're done getting your guide at dustyheggie.com/houseplant, head to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. And make sure you're subscribed in whatever podcast player you love the best, because then you'll get a notification when new episodes come out, and you won't miss our time together, because, oh man, Wouldn't it be so sad if a whole week went by and you didn't get to listen to me talk in your earbuds? It would be sad. I would be sad. So, before we dive into the episode, we have a quick note from our sponsor, which is, again, me. So, you're welcome. Pay attention. Don't skip over this. So I know I literally just said it to you, but this episode is sponsored by me and my houseplant course called Get Planty Houseplant Foundations. Now, the reason I believe so strongly in this course and the reason I began to create a houseplant course in an online format is because I have so much content I want to share with you, and it is real hard to get that all across in a one-on-one in-person workshop. And it limits the amount of people I get to reach with some incredible goodness and the beautiful power that can come through curating a houseplant collection that you can be really proud of, really confident in, and that can be used as a tool to facilitate your own personal growth and to help you to learn how to appreciate the growth process. Because, yeah, I want to teach you how to keep your houseplant alive. But even more than that, I want to help you to prioritize fun, to bring more joy into your life, and to be really honest about yourself and recognize that sometimes growth takes time. The Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course will be online and live and ready for you to access this April. And oh my goodness, can I just tell you, this is going to be phenomenal. We talk about basic photosynthesis. We talk about botany. We talk about Latin names. We talk about sunlight and watering, how and when. We talk about houseplant troubleshooting, and honestly, just a whole bunch more. I've got some incredible bonuses for you and just so much good stuff all packed into the format of an online course so that you can come back to it again and again and again. And better yet, once you join the course, once you like opt in and enroll to the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course, it's kind of a mouthful, but guys, it's good. Then you are grandfathered in as I update the course, as I add new content, and when I release it in April, it will be the lowest the price will ever be. So if you want to get on the wait list to learn more about the course, which goodness, I sure hope you do, head to dustyheggie.com, and there you can find all the information to join the Get Planty course. A direct link is dustyheggie.com/getplanty, and there you can join the waitlist, get in on early bird pricing, and get ready to elevate your houseplant game and to learn how to appreciate the growth process from a whole new perspective. Okay, let's dive in to today's episode. Okay, starting a houseplant collection, it's fun and it can be really incredible, but only if you go into it feeling equipped and confident and ready to learn as you go. So today I'm going to give you 7 steps to start your houseplant collection. And if you haven't already, head to dustyheggie.com/houseplant to download your guide to start your houseplant collection from scratch with complete confidence that you're not going to kill everything you grow. This first step is to figure out your why. And I know that sounds silly. Why are we getting this deep about something as silly as a houseplant? But I hope by now you know how incredibly important it is to me that we see the parallels between plant growth and real life personal growth. There are some beautiful parallels there. I mean, there's a reason why Jesus and so many of the well-known leaders in scripture uses plant metaphors and plant parables and analogies as a tool to teach us some incredible life lessons. Like, there are so many things to be learned within the sphere of houseplants and how they can relate to us on a very personal, real-life level that it's hard for me to miss, and it's hard for me to not bring up every time I talk about it. But that first step, figuring out your why, ask yourself, what is your overall goal in houseplant care? Like, why do you want houseplants in your home? This is something I cover in depth in the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course, and I even have some examples and some ways you can break down your why. But this is why it's important that you identify what that is. I don't think there's really necessarily a wrong answer here, but it is important to know why you want plants in your home. And the reason it is important is because it kind of helps you to set some healthy personal boundaries, some financial boundaries, because let's be real, when you buy one plant, it's sometimes hard to stop. And it also helps you set some realistic expectations for how much effort you want to put into keeping your plants alive. It helps you set some realistic expectations on how a plant will behave within your home and what you want it to accomplish. And it also helps you to know what kind of plants to bring in. And it's really a key piece in understanding houseplant care is just knowing why you even want it. So think about that. I have more information in the guide and even more information on it in the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course, because this sounds kind of like a silly step, but I truly believe that there is such importance in understanding your purpose and your reason for starting anything. Something as simple as a hobby or something as big as, you know, taking on a new job or starting a new role in your life, because all of them add up to be who you are and what you do and how you live your life. So don't overlook this step. Really think, why do you want to bring houseplants in your home, and what is your overall goal in houseplant care? The second step is to know your home and pay attention to the light within your home. All other aspects of houseplant care, we can kind of control. And on some level, we can control the amount of light our plants get by bringing in artificial light and grow lights and things. But I mean, my guess is if you're just starting a houseplant collection, it doesn't seem very wise to me to go right out of the gate and buy tons of expensive equipment, even though not all grow lights are like really expensive. I don't see the value in going right out the gate and spending all this money on a hobby you've only just begun to learn to understand and to learn to appreciate. Like, it just seems like that would set yourself up for failure to spend all that money and then not really know where to go from there, you know? So the very second thing you need to do, I almost said very first thing, this is the second point, is to know your home. Like, where does the sun rise and set in relation to your home? How much light is there in certain spaces in your home? Look at the spaces in your home where you hope to put plants and think to yourself, does it get enough sunlight in that little corner for me to like justify being able to put a plant there? And if not, how can I maximize the amount of light I do have so that I can put a plant there? Or maybe do you need to rearrange the way that your house is set up and maybe the furniture is set up so that the plants can be in spaces that you hope to put them, but still being able to maximize light? Because here's the deal. That fiddly fig may fill out that corner of your home beautifully, but if it doesn't get, I don't know, I would say 8 to 12 plus hours of sun a day, it's not going to do as great as it would. You know what I mean? It's going to kind of chug along. And to be truthful, it won't live a very long life, or at least not a very good one. So design is important, and that is a key piece in bringing houseplants into your home, because, I mean, one of the reasons you probably want them is because they're beautiful. And so I want you to be able to get the most out of their beauty by being able to provide conditions for them to really thrive in. And this is something I cover extensively in the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course, because understanding the light that you have available to you, utilizing it to the best of its ability, and then being aware of the plant's specific needs and what kinds of plants you can bring into your home is so, so essential. And I know that's a huge topic. So download that guide, Dusty, at dustyheggie.com/houseplants, and I cover it a little bit more in depth to kind of help set you up for success in that area. The third thing is to get curious. I talk about this a lot in episode 18 as one of the three things that you need to develop a natural green thumb. You need to be curious. Like, start reading. But remember this, everybody's home is different. Everybody's like has different opinions and different experiences with houseplant care. And so this is why I'm so excited for this course. Like, I'm really, really pumped for it, because my aim is to teach you the foundations of houseplant care so you can adapt these principles no matter what kind of conditions your home provides, or no matter what kind of conditions or what kind of plants, I'm sorry, that you want to bring into your home. Care guides are really valuable. Reading houseplant books are really, really, really valuable. And I really hope you start there. Like, get curious and use the resources that you already have at your disposal to be able to start to learn more about plants. And I talk about it in episode 18. You don't need to like devote your life to studying houseplants in order to be good at growing houseplants. That's insane. But you do need to read. You do need to learn, and you do need to get curious. Number four. Go plant shopping and just start practicing. I have a really fun quiz at dustyheggie.com/quiz to help you kind of identify what plant might be good based on what you already know about your home. It's just like four or five questions. It's really fun, and it matches you with a plant that I think will be best suited for your like unique living conditions, your preferences, and your skill level. And so it's not like a magic genie quiz, but it will set you up for success. And I even have some follow-up emails that follow along with that to kind of help teach you how to keep that plant alive and help you to get more curious about your plant and give you the right resources to set you up for success. But it also, within those emails, I'll send you another email just in case you don't love your quiz results. I really want you to love your quiz results. But in case you don't, I will give you an email with three more options that I think will be good based on your quiz results. So you can take that quiz at dustyheggie.com/quiz. And I also have a link for it in the show notes and in the guide that I have you download at dustyheggie.com/houseplants. Whew, that was a mouthful and I didn't like... We're just going to keep cruising along, though, guys. I also have, like, a list of my favorite houseplant books that I have learned so much from. And honestly, I've never had, like, formal houseplant training. It's just something that I got curious about, and I couldn't stop learning more. Like, it fuels me up. It lights my fire. Like, I love talking about plants and plant growth. And someday, I hope to get a horticultural degree and study it in, like, a very focused setting to study plants and horticulture and botany. Like, oh, my gosh, that's my dream. But for now, I just get to use the resources that I have at my disposal. There are some really incredible books that I'm going to recommend to you, and they're all listed in the guide. So make sure you download that and get some of those books because they're not really all that expensive. You can get them via Amazon. I mean, obviously, I want you to join my course because I think you're going to learn a whole lot there. And I have taken all of the information from all of these books and applied it to my own life, applied it through the lens of what it means to grow well as a person. And I'm putting it to you in a format that is fun and you can come back to again and again and again. But if the course doesn't feel right for you, these books are a really great place to start. Because, like, honestly, like, I've learned so much from them. So let me do a quick review. Number one, understand your why. Number two, pay attention to your home. Number three, get curious about plants. Number four, go shopping. Like, just go buy a houseplant and start practicing. Number five, this fifth one is very important, and I don't think people understand how incredibly important it is, and that is to repot your houseplant. And when you do so, implement good drainage. Guys, your houseplant needs to be repotted when you bring it home from the nursery. Like, it just has to. You don't have to do it right away. And depending on how sensitive the plant is, it might benefit your plant to leave it to acclimate to its new growing conditions for a week or two. But then you need to repot it. And here's why. That houseplant has been growing in that pot for who knows how long. Probably forever. Like, it's been in that plant for a long time and it's used up a whole lot of the nutrients in that soil. And my guess is it's starting to need some more space for those roots to establish good, healthy growth. I dive into the importance of repotting, you guessed it, in the course, in depth, because this is a very key aspect in houseplant care in that you are replicating its natural environment within that tiny little pot. And so it's not super hard. We don't need to make it overcomplicated, but we do need to set it up for like a healthy growing conditions, and repotting it in the right pot, implementing good drainage is the most important step in making sure that that happens after light. I would say light is probably more important than making sure it's potted properly, but second to light is repotting and implementing good drainage. Some things to keep in mind, your plant will need to be repotted, and by that I mean potted up at least 1 to 2 pot sizes. So pots are measured by diameter in increments of 2 inches. So like if it's in a 4-inch pot, which just means the diameter of the top of the pot is 4 inches, then it would need to go up to a 6-inch pot probably the following year. For larger plants, you can go up increments of 2. So like if it's in like a 10-inch pot, maybe go up to a 14-inch pot, for example, if it's going to be a fast grower. And because you're probably going to repot those large plants a little bit less frequently simply because they're big and heavy and hard to repot. And larger plants typically put out more growth and bigger growth at a little bit higher of a rate than a smaller plant might. So bear that in mind. Like you do need to be curious about your plant and do need to know the conditions in which your plant needs to be growing in order to do this efficiently. But a good rule of thumb, repot once a year or so, and go up one pot size. And then the other thing I would say is that a drainage hole, especially in the beginning stages of starting your houseplant collection, is non-negotiable. Like, you need to implement good drainage, and the best way to do that is by having a teeny tiny little drainage hole at the bottom of your pot. I really love terracotta pots because they create such good breathability for the soil, and that's a really important aspect of creating a good environment for your plant to grow in. And they provide very, very good drainage. But at minimum, if you have like a glazed ceramic pot, make sure it has a drainage hole in the bottom. And if it doesn't, just plant it in like a larger plastic cheap nursery pot, up a size with some good soil in there. And then use those pretty pots that don't have drainage hole as a catch pot. So you would just put that plastic one inside of the one that doesn't have a drainage hole, if that makes sense. And that will just help. A, it will help you bring it to the sink, you know, once a week, every other week or so, however often it needs water to water it properly. And B, it just helps to prevent against things like root rot and all kinds of stuff that are the typical pitfalls we fall into when it comes to houseplant care. Which leads me to number 6. The 6th step is to learn the warning signs and safeguard yourself from houseplant pitfalls. Like, along with that, along the same vein of getting curious about houseplant care, there are some key signs that universally most plants will show to try and communicate to you that something is off about its care. And I have a really incredible guide in my shop called Revive Your Houseplant. And it's a really quick little ebook to help you to be able to identify some warning signs, equip you with some tools to be able to fight off those things and to adjust your care accordingly. And you can get it for just $3 in the shop if you use the coupon code GROWWELL. All caps, all one word, GROWWELL, and you'll get $2 off of that guide. So then the guide is just $3 for you. And you can get that at dustyheggie.com/shop. And honestly, like, this guide is packed full of information. It should be much more than $5. Like, this is a really, really valuable guide. And if you enroll in the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course, you will get this guide for free. Because it is an incredible bonus. It is packed full of information, and I really think it's going to help set you up for success to be able to know what kinds of signs to look for when your plant is starting to die. Because 9 times out of 10, your plant will communicate to you that something about its care is off, and then all you would have to do is adjust the ways that you're caring for it, whether that mean watering less, watering more, repotting, or fighting off a pest, or increasing the light. All of these things happen over time, and it's kind of a learn-as-you-go process, but I want to be able to safeguard you from some of those pitfalls right from the gate. So head to dustyheggie.com/shop. Use the coupon code GROWWELL, all caps, all one word, to get this guide for just $3. So I really think you're going to love it. It's super helpful. And finally, number 7 is to just keep trying. It's let it yourself fail. Don't beat yourself up when your plants die. Like, it really is just a plant. Plants are beautiful. Plants are great. And gosh, I hope that you love this process of curating your own houseplant collection. But it's just a plant. Like, they grow on trees. It's going to be okay. If a plant is causing you stress, if it's just frustrating you and you can't get it right, utilize the resources you have at your disposal. I'm not really sure how that phrase is said, and I'm regretting using it in a live episode that will be forever published in the world. But nonetheless, utilize the resources you have. And then if it's still stressing you out, if you still hate it, gosh, here is your permission to just throw it away. Like, you ain't got time for this. Learn more and then try again. Plants are living, breathing things. They grow through life cycles, just like all living things do. There will be seasons of rest. There will be seasons of exponential growth. There will be seasons of hardship. And there will be seasons of such beauty. But guys, you have to be patient with yourself. You have to keep trying. And you have to learn as you go. Because that is what growing well really means. So instead of getting frustrated, give yourself grace in this process. Let yourself throw a plant away if it's stressing you out. and then get curious, read about it, and try again. I really recommend, if you haven't already listened to episode 18, I referenced it earlier, but it's a 3 character traits that you need to develop a natural green thumb. And I honestly think this mindset stuff is so important, because if you're going to love this process, you have to have the right expectations and the right mindset as you approach plants, because then when your plant behaves in a certain way, it doesn't feel like a personal failure. Instead, you're like, oh, well, it's just a plant and it's winter and there's not a lot of sun outside, so it's going to grow a lot slower, or it's going to drop some leaves because it doesn't quite have enough light to complete the process of photosynthesis. And so it's pulling back on its resources by dropping a few leaves so that it can keep the main leaves, the leaves that are providing the most nutrients and aiding in photosynthesis the best, alive and healthy. Like, it's just about understanding how plants work and setting the right kinds of expectations for it. So this step, number 7 of trying again and just giving yourself grace and recognizing that plants are living, breathing things, is very, very important. And that's all I've got for you guys. Those are the 7 steps to curating your own dreamy houseplant collection from scratch, like from nothing. And even if you've already got a few plants in your home, I hope that you review each one of these steps in your guide and that you can start to implement some changes to help you not only enjoy this houseplant thing even more, but that you can also see some personal growth parallels there, because there truly are so many. I'm excited to just continue to talk about how much houseplants can be a tool for personal growth. And I talk about it within my course, Get Planty. And if you're tired of me talking about Get Planty, well, you're better get ready for a whole lot more talking about Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course coming to you in April. I'm really pumped because this feels like the first time in a long time that I'm onto something that is going to be good for me, good for my family, and good for the boundaries I've set for 2019, but also give you so much value and so much good content at a price that's really affordable. So I cannot wait. So make sure you head to dustyheggie.com/getplanty to jump on that waitlist so that you can get in on the early bird pricing. And I think it's important to know I'm only going to let 30 people in this course, and then I'm going to shut the doors and go through this course with those 30 people in a very one-on-one kind of a fashion. So you will have access to chat with me, and I will be answering all the comments and all the questions and improving the course as we go. So this is kind of the most hands-on I'll ever be within the course this first time round. And so I'm really, 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 really excited to grow right alongside you guys and to be able to help you to appreciate the growth process and curate just the dreamiest houseplant collection. It's going to be great. I wrote that song for you. It's about how great my course is going to be this April. So you're welcome. I hope you enjoy that as well. I'm feeling a little sassy today, so I hope you feel that too. It's how I'm coping with this head cold. Also, so proud of myself for not sneezing during this episode. Round of applause for Dusty. Yay. All right. Head to iTunes. Leave me a review. Make sure you grab that guide if you haven't already. And I hope that this week you grow so very well.